Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm always happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time once again, and I greet you as always in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. Now listen, friend, I'm telling you something. If he isn't yours, he can be. If he isn't yours, he wants to be. In fact, if he isn't yours, he came to be. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save with that which is lost. And if that's you, why don't you get something done about it today? You can come to Christ. You can come to him, friend. Listen, if he convicts you of your sin, I mean to tell you, if you're dreading eternity, if you're afraid to stand before God in judgment, if you're broken over some sin, if you're broken over some situation, I'll tell you, chances are the Lord is dealing with you. And can I go a little bit further? You wouldn't be listening to this old country preacher today if God wasn't dealing with you. I'll just about guarantee you wouldn't be listening to me if the Spirit of God wasn't dealing with you. Thanks for tuning in. Debbie and I never take for granted the fact that you make a choice, a conscious choice, to meet with us. We are thrilled about it. We're excited. I can't wait sometime in glory, maybe when all of us can meet and, well, just see who's who. Wouldn't you like to see me? I've gained a little weight over the 40-some years I've been doing radio ministry, or 30-some years I've been doing radio ministry, 40-some years I've been in the ministry, but I still got my hair. How wonderful that. So if you thought I was fat and bald, you got half of it right, and I want to rejoice in that. I certainly do. Hey, listen, I've opened my Bible to the book of 2 Peter, chapter 1, and I'm going to read a couple of verses there and share the message with you that God has laid on my heart, and I trust it is a blessing. I mean that. I always want to do two things. I always want to glorify God, and I always want to be a blessing to you, and I hope that we can do that. That's our desire here at Inspirational Truth. Well, with that in mind, Deb's got a song she's got queued up and ready to do. The title of it is, listen now, I like it, I Found the Answer. And you know where you can find the answer at? At an altar of prayer. When you seek Jesus out, His will, His purpose, His desire for you, I found the answer.
I was searching for the meaning of life. All I had was struggles and strife. Days were long, in my heart no song. Then I knelt at an altar of prayer. There I found the answer. Serve the Lord daily. I'm walking with Him.
true. Hey, there's nothing like being saved. Nothing, listen, like being taken out of the kingdom of darkness and placed into the kingdom of light, friend. There is just nothing like that. Thank you, Debbie. Thank you for the song. Thank you for the message in it. Thank you for who and what you are. Love you and appreciate you. Hey, I told you I was going to open my Bible, and I already had it opened, actually, to the book of 2 Peter, chapter 1. I'm going to begin reading in verse 15, read down through and include the remainder of the chapter, and then I'll share the message that I believe the Lord has laid on my heart. Would you pray for me? I've been praying for you. Peter says this. He said, moreover. Boy, I'll tell you what, that's an important word, isn't it? In many ways, he said, more than anything else. He said, moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able, after my departure, to have these things always in remembrance. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of His majesty. For He received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to Him from the excellent glory, saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven we heard, and when when we were with Him in the Holy Mount, we also have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts, knowing this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time of the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. I want to talk to you today for just a little while about this thought. Something better. Something better. You know, I remember when Sears was in business. Sad to say, they may be to some degree. I mean, our stores around here where I live, Charleston, West Virginia, they've been shut down. But I remember that they would advertise, if I remember correctly, the good, the better, and the best. I'm going to tell you something, friend. Peter's going to give us a testimony. It is a personal testimony of an apostle, of a holy man of God, of a man chosen by Jesus Christ, somebody that walked with Him and talked with Him, somebody that had privileges, friend, that few men, I mean, a rare privilege to walk with Him and to talk with Him and to see Him and to know Him as He was. And Peter said this. He said, hey, I want you to know something. Had an experience that was out of this world. Had an experience that absolute was amazing. It was astounding. Oh, it was exceptional. But can I tell you what? Peter's going to tell us we've got something better. You and I do, all of us, that know Christ as our Savior. All of us have that need to know Christ as Savior. Has something better than experience. You say, what it is? What is it, preacher? I'll tell you in a little bit. That's my text. Something better. As we look at this epistle, this second epistle penned by the apostle Peter, we know, as we knew about Paul when he wrote 2 Timothy, it was Peter's swan song. I mean, to tell you, listen, I know he didn't write as many books as the great apostle Paul. Paul wrote 14, and that was God's will for him. But Peter penned too, under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, moved by the Spirit of God, wanting to tell God's people like me and you, sir, me and you, ma'am, something about the God of the Word. You know what he did when he finished this great second epistle, when he closed it, when he said this, but grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Him be glory both now and forever. Amen. He laid his pen down. I mean, to tell you, his last words written to mankind were here. I mean, to tell you, they came to their end. And oh, how we ought to pay attention to this. I want you to know, as we see Peter stepping off the stage of action, we find that he had a desire. You see what he was, a preacher? He had a desire. He had a desire to provide, to leave something behind after his life was passed, after his tent was folded, after he made his exodus, after he left this world for another. He wanted to leave something behind, something that would outlive him, something that would outlive the memory about him, something about that would outlive the experience that he was going to testify to in this passage of Scripture that you and I have read. He wanted his readers to know that there's something better than a man's word, something better than experience of any type or of any magnitude. He said he wanted man to know there was something better than a vision, something better than a miracle. Now look, don't you turn that radio off. Don't you change channels. I know there may be people that think right now that I'm wrong, that there's nothing better than a miracle, nothing better than an experience, personal experience. Hey, you know what we've gotten to in our world today? You know where the church world has gotten to in many ways? They'll try the Word of God by their experience. But let me tell you, sir, ma'am, let me tell you, God's way is for us to try our experience by the Word of God. Not what we think it says, not what we could think we could make it say, but as it is, bless God speaking to us, rightly divided as the Word of God tells us. Oh, there's something better than an experience. I like experiences. If you agree with that, say amen. Listen, I've had some good ones. I mean to tell you, I've had some good ones. Good one is Boone County language for good ones, by the way. Not ashamed of that at all. But you know what? There's something better than experience, something better than a dream, something better, friend, that seems to be unusual. Oh, I'll tell you, he wanted his readers to know about it. He wanted his readers to understand that this word that we have is an inerrant, infallible, eternal, unchangeable, pure, perfect Word of God. And Paul said, listen, I don't care how high you climb up to a peak of a mountain. I don't care what you see up there, what you hear up there, what you feel up there. Oh, there's something better than experience. So look, just for a few minutes, let's consider some things that this apostle said. Listen again at verse 15. Moreover, he said, I will endeavor that you may be able after my decease to have these things in remembrance. Peter wanted men to remember some things. He wanted me and you, his readers, to remember some things. And remember Peter, he wrote to the saints that were scattered abroad. If you look at chapter 1 of 1 Peter, I believe in the first verse, you'll find that. He wrote to those Christians, those believers, those followers of Christ who were scattered abroad. He said, I want you to know something. I want you to remember something. I want to stir up your pure minds by the way of remembrance. Hey, don't forget these things. Be stirred in your spirit. Be stirred in your heart. Here's one of the things Peter said. Hey, before I die, here's something I want you to remember. I want you to put your emphasis upon the validity of the Word of God. There's nothing greater than it. Nothing more important than that. Hey, I want you to remember my testimony, sure. I want you to remember me. I hope you do. But I want you to remember my Savior's world. When Debbie and I were young, a couple, when our family was young, before our second child, Amanda came along, we had C.T. Price, Christopher Todd. And you know what? When he got to a certain age and just learned to talk and whatnot, one of the things that he would say, he said, remember me? Remember this? Remember my hat? Hey, it was funny. It's beautiful. One of the special memories of our early family, of our son, who's now a wonderful man, a wonderful Christian man who loves the Lord, who loves the Word of Almighty God. Can I tell you, friend? Hey, if Todd was talking, his daddy was talking, there's something more important to remember than somebody, unless that someone is Jesus Christ. Look what he said in verses 16, 17, and 18. He said, for we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Peter is saying, listen, I didn't make this thing up, this experience that I'm going to tell you about. He said, I didn't make it up. But in fact, in his declaration here in verses 16, 17, and 18, in his declaration, listen, friend, He said, I'm an eyewitness. I'm not telling a story. I'm not making something up about the gods like the Greeks do, like the Romans do, maybe other heathen nations do. He said, I want to tell you something that's true. He said, I was an eyewitness. It isn't a story. I bless God like a storybook. It's a real thing. It was an event. I was there. I saw it. I can tell you what happened. And notice, he's going to use the pronoun we here in just a little bit. I want you to notice the descriptive words, by the way, as we read this. As we read the words glory and something that's that excellent and something that's majestic and something about the voice of God. Peter said, hey, folks, we have not followed a cunningly devised fables with we made known unto you the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now let me say this. What Peter's going to tell about is his experience with James and John and Jesus Christ when he was transfigured upon the Mount of Transfiguration, which I believe without a doubt to be Mount Hermon in the north, up in the north end of the boundaries of the nation of Israel, I believe it is in the territory where the tribe Dan occupied and lived. And I want you to know that that holy mountain wasn't holy in that it was holy only in light of the fact that God chose that to allow His Son to be transfigured in front of Peter, James, and John and talk with two Old Testament characters, Elias or Elijah and Moses. So I want you to think with me, friend, there they were, verse 17. He said, 16, latter part, we were eyewitnesses of His majesty. Now watch, He said, for He received, listen to what it says again in verse 17, from God the Father, honor and glory, when there came such a voice to Him from the excellent glory. This is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And this voice which we heard from heaven, we heard when we were with Him in the Holy Mount. Well, I want you to look at His declaration in this. That's what this is about when Peter was telling us that he was an eyewitness. When he saw, friend, listen, when he saw or when he heard God put praise and glory upon His Son, when he heard the voice of God. Well, I want you to know it's an excellent experience for him. It's not an everyday experience. Do you know that? I'm blessed God, only a few were invited. Oh, we may not have been there in the body, but we can be in the spirit. And look, it was not only that Peter was an eyewitness, not only that it was an excellent experience, but I'll tell you, it was impactful. Oh, he hadn't forgotten it. He had not forgotten that. I mean, to tell you, it enhanced his life. No doubt about it, enhanced his ministry. He wanted us to know about it. But he said, wait just a minute. Although it was enthralling, although it was totally captivating, although it was a fantastic event, hey, and it's never to be repeated in this life, he said, there's something better, did he not? Let's look on in verse 19. He said this. He said, we have also a more sure word of prophecy. Peter said, look, I'm an eyewitness. Peter said, you can trust me. Peter said, I was there without a doubt. Peter said, hey, listen, friend, you can get this. You can understand this if you will. But I want you to know I've got something better. I've got something more. I've got something more powerful, if you will. You know what he said? Listen now. He said, we have a sure more word of prophecy, whereunto ye do take well, that ye heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, unto the day dawn and the day star arise in the heart. Hey, I want to tell you something, friend. He gives us a definite conclusion. Hey, without question, Peter says, absolutely, there's no doubt about this. I want you to know we've got something better than an eyewitness's testimony. Now, I want you to notice something. Notice what he said. More sure word, he said. Hey, can I tell you what? He knew that men die, but the Word of God lives on. He knew that the memory of a man would fade, but I want you to know he also knew that the Word, the written Word, the infallible Word, the inspired Word of Almighty God, I would stand for sure. It would withstand and stand the test of time. Thank God. I want you to know something, friend. This writer by the name of Peter, he had this grand experience. Yeah, he did. He knew, friend. He knew without a doubt. He knew without a doubt what it was to be there, what it was to know what it was like. But all he said, there's something better. Peter said, there is something better, thank God. And it is written. It is infallible, inspired. Word of God. I want you to know, he said, listen, this Word is especially good for a dark day like today. I mean, in a murky time, when there's a lot of questions, when it's dark spiritually, if you will. He said, look, the Word of God that illuminates, the Word of God that gets brighter and brighter, the Word of God that will break forth one of these days. He said, it's better than a testimony of a man, of an eyewitness event that he experienced. He even said his. He even said his own. He said, listen, what's better is the Word of God. Listen, it's that Word. It's that written Word. That inspired Word. That infallible Word. That powerful Word. That pure Word. That spoken Word. Perfect Word. It's something better. Man by the name of J. Vernon McGee said this. He said, the Word of God. He said, the Bible. It's what he was talking about. Is the only tangible supernatural thing that we have. And I'd never thought about that. Had never thought about that. How true. Thank God people want something that's supernatural. Well, it's the Word of God. It's this old book, this King James 1611, King James Bible. And Peter said, hey, I want you to know, I've come to a definite conclusion. The Word of Almighty God is better even than what I can give to you. That's exactly what he's telling us, friend. Exactly what he's telling us. And oh, I want you to know it's true. So listen to what he said. Listen to what he said. He's going to give us a definitive statement in verse 20. He said, knowing this, that no prophecy. He said, knowing this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private end. Interpretation. Oh, friend. Oh, what a great statement. What a great statement that is. Hey, you know what? We'd all be wise not only to hear the Word of God, but to heed the Word of God. That's exactly right. It's not enough to hear it, but we ought to heed that thing. Hey, listen, when we avoid doing that, when we avoid not only hearing the Word of God, but heeding the Word of God, you want me to tell you what? The results are tragic. I mean, all sorts of ideas, strange ideas, and resting in the Scripture is the result. But he says, no Scripture, listen, can stand alone. We've got to rightly divide. We've got to compare Scripture with Scripture. We've got to have a spiritual mind. We've got to have the Spirit of God within us. And then we can compare Scripture with Scripture. Can I say to you, bless God, a fulfilled prophecy is one of the greatest, if probably not the greatest, testimonies about the veracity of the Word of God. And oh, look, if I had time, and I don't, time's so quickly running out on me today, I'd show you, friend, I'd show you how important fulfilled prophecy is from the Word of God. Have one more point. Look at verse 21. Peter said, for the prophecy came not in old time of the will of men, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Hey, I want you to know, here's his description of transmission. Oh, look, although it's simple, without question, it's profound. He just simply said this. God spoke it, man wrote it. God superintended over the whole thing. Nothing was left to chance. Nothing, every word, every jot, every tittle, all Scripture is given by inspiration of the Spirit of God, unless you have some other kind of version and they're not even sure. Can I tell you something, friend? Hey, the process is that which by God brought us His Word. And Peter said, listen, hey, listen, it's something better. I'm telling you, you can trust in it. You can read it. You can believe it. You can rest in it. You can be saved because of it. Hey, can I tell you today? You can trust the infallible, eternal, holy, inspired Word of Almighty God. Hey, I'm glad that you tuned in today. Had a little technical trouble with this message. It sounded kind of funny from about all 17 minutes on. That's why. But until the next time, God bless.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at the same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. We're on the web at TOMANDDEBBIE at inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ears. Now, until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.